Hey, welcome to the TCO Studios for Vikings Game Plan. Paul Allen with Minnesota Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer. We hook the Carolina Panthers this weekend, and we begin wondering, what are some things Carolina does well offensively?
They use McCaffrey in a lot of different ways, run some zone reads, some options with him. He gets out of the backfield and catches the ball. He's got like 63 catches.
Newton, McCaffrey left alone. Christian McCaffrey for the touchdown.
Cam Newton obviously is a big-time runner and scrambler, and their offensive line does a nice job.
After they traded Kelvin Benjamin to Buffalo, did they start using Christian McCaffrey in more of a receiving mode, like out of the slot and stuff?
Yeah, and then they get in two backs with him and Stewart, and then they run a lot of the option plays, including quarterback runs with Cam Newton. You know, they haven't had Greg Olsen for a while, but he's also an excellent tight end and receiver.
Do you look at Cam Newton more as a pass or run-first quarterback?
Well, he can do both. You know, he's got a big-time strong arm, likes to throw the ball down the field, but will scramble when needed.
Linebacker Luke Kuechly, widely considered one of the best overall in the game. What are some things he does well?
Well, he's got great instincts. He runs.
Ball still, and it is Kuechly who scoops it up, and he will race into the end zone.
He's got three interceptions this year. He's always around the ball. He's kind of the leader of the group. But Thomas Davis, another great linebacker that they have for him. And they really have a really good front seven.
And it's a very formidable challenge, like Atlanta last week with that nice front seven, that speedy front seven. This defensive line you see this week, one of the better you've seen in the NFL?
Yeah, and they've got some big-time sackers. Julius Peppers got 8.5. Mario Addison, he's got 8.5. The two defensive tackles are very active inside as well.
Let's take a look at some Vikings film with head coach Mike Zimmer.
Third down. Pressure coming. Griffin. Ryan still on his feet. Ryan thinks about running. Not a good choice as he's taken down by Barr, and a punt coming.
This time they only rushed four and dropped everyone into coverage and take away the angles. And how about Anthony Barr? Recognizing Matt Ryan trying to scramble, closes the gap and puts him on the deck.
They came out with four wide receivers a lot, lined up in really five wide receivers, then motioned them back in, and getting some bunch formations, trying to get us in some pick routes. But this is honestly a really good job playing the backside. Have the back. Harrison's got the back, and Xavier does a nice job on Julio Jones. And then excellent rush by Everson. He scrambles out, and then because we're in a zone to that side, Barr's able to come up and make the tackle before he scrambles for the first down.
So that's a play Ryan's looking to get down the field, which he didn't do much in this game, but when he did do it,
no,
he got hit.
Right, and this was a really good rush. I mean, Brian Robinson splits the double team there. They're trying to push out. 73s on Donnell, and then Griff with his speed to power move, but Barr makes up for it.
Great play by Anthony. Let's take a look at a Kyle Rudolph touchdown.
Keenum looking, lofting, and to Rudolph, touchdown!
Little stick nod route, fakes it to the outside, cuts back to the inside. The pass protection for Keenum to step up and throw a strike.
We've had some different combinations that we've run out of this. We anticipated they would be in their three deep zone, which they are. And then Kyle goes like he's running to the seven to get to the corner and stays outside. We kept the safety to the front side with Adam Thielen over there running a vertical route. And we got McKinnon going to the flat. So the linebackers have to play the two short guys, which are Diggs and McKinnon. And that leaves the corner on Rudolph with a nice nod move that we call it. Good protection all the way around. Rashad Hill's doing a nice job, really keeping the pocket clean. Nice, easy throw for Case.
And when you have as much success in the red zone inside the 20 as you have had since the bye, you got to mix it up inside the 20 and inside the 10, right?
Oh, definitely. You want to give the same look, different plays, get some new plays in there. And that's one of the things we've done really well this stretch that we've had.